This is Marketplace from American Public Media. I'm Adrian Hill, in for Kai Rizdal. While things seem to be going gangbusters here, the Russian economy is falling apart. Western sanctions and the dramatic fall in the price of oil have taken a toll on the economy. A former finance minister has warned the country is facing a full-blown economic crisis. We wanted to know how people living in Russia today are actually experiencing the turmoil, what it feels like. So we called up the BBC's Moscow correspondent, Steve Rosenberg. Steve, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
So what is the impact right now of the falling ruble on just regular people in Russia?
It's having a big effect on the population here. Prices are rising fast. Inflation is around 10% officially. For example, the price of buckwheat, that's gone up 72% over the last year. Milk up 14%. And people are expecting even bigger price rises come January.
Now, is this just a pinch right now, or is it actually a big squeeze?
It's starting with a pinch, but the squeeze is being felt. Interestingly, the message from President Putin at his annual end-of-year news conference last week could be summed up as crisis. What crisis? I mean, he was assuring Russians that they would get through this, even if it took a couple of years. But if you look at the official data, that's coming out, that looks pretty pessimistic. The central bank itself has been predicting recession next year, a 4% contraction of the Russian economy.
And what is the general sense of people that you talk to in Russia? How are they feeling? How are they making sense of all of these messages and conflicting messages that they're hearing?
I get the feeling that many people are confused. The media is talking about the falling oil price as being a key reason, or Western sanctions being a reason because that makes it harder for big Russian companies to get money on the international markets. But who is to blame here? That is a traditional Russian question. Russians often ask, who is to blame? And people aren't quite sure. I think very few Russians have actually joined the dots and connected President Putin to their growing economic problems.
Do you think that will start happening more?
I suspect that it will. And actually, I made a trip out of Moscow a couple of weeks ago to a town called Ryazan. And I went to a market there. People were selling anything they could find, really, at home to try to make some extra money to supplement their salaries. And I said to one lady who was selling some bedsheets, I said, do you think that your economic problems could be the result of your president annexing the Crimea? After all, your Western sanctions appeared after Russia annexed the Crimea. And she stopped and she thought. It was fascinating. You could see the cogs going round in her mind. And she said, well, I'd never thought about that. I suppose it's possible. And that was really interesting to me because if you watch Russian state television from morning till night, the message being put out is that the West is to blame, that none of this is the fault of the Russian government. And I suspect that as Russia's economic problems build, if unemployment starts to rise, as some fear it will next year, then perhaps more people will start to point the finger of blame at the man at the top.
And how could that play out? What do you see could happen in Russia over the next year?
If Western sanctions remain in place, if the oil price doesn't rise, then there's little doubt that the economic situation here is going to grow more serious. Russia will be sucked into possibly a deep recession. And if Russia is to face an economic crash, I think that's going to hit faith in President Putin quite hard.
BBC's Moscow correspondent Steve Rosenberg, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.